Okay, I'm reading from I Was One of My Memories, which is my first nonfiction book. And I'm going to read a little bit of the very first essay called Mythomania, which is about lying. And this section is called I Saw My Dead Cat Everywhere. I was chronicling perceived movements through sounds, a house creaking, something falling, and a rustling wind. I credited all noises to him. Cyrus was involuntarily lunar. After 16 years, I could predict his reactions. My own animal parts expanded through his anatomy, his fur, grace, his delicate blue eyes trained on rapidly moving small objects. After he was euthanized, he was suddenly gone, out of reach, but still everywhere. A trick I played on myself. I could forget his absence. It was a new year, a wet Saturday, and I missed his sense of justice. I was in a perpetual state of diminishment, which reflected my own age, which was a certain kind of emergency. Now I'm going on to another essay called A Cure for Secrets. My young mother wore an old-fashioned long gown that crept across the wooden floor behind her as she walked. 6-year-old, I was crammed into her bustle, step for step. We sashayed across the floor at the television studio. The audience and attendant personalities needed to guess what my mother's secret was. I could barely breathe. I was a girl sewn back, close to her mother. We undraped, pulling, uncovering one another after fooling the onlookers. When was a girl like a dress? I liked the clapping, the surprised looks. We won $75 in roller skates. The CBS show was called I've Got a Secret. I still do. And I'm going to read a section from I Have Been Seen in My Underpants. Growing up in New York City, I've learned everything I need to know by peering out my family's apartment windows. I have seen sex from its dainty or wounded beginning to its postscript, fights using gestures, silent words or objects, blood splattered on glass, young children bouncing on ruined furniture, people reading in bed, at a desk, on a toilet, people dancing to unheard music, alone, skeletal people ballooning, and large people shrinking, a dog stealing food from a party plate, a man working at an office naked very late at night. In that reluctant city, every act before a lit open window at night could be seen, and during the day, people forgot or didn't care as they put their gatherable selves together. It was a perverse treasure hunt. As a child, I liked to look out my window on nights I couldn't sleep to see what other illuminated windows would keep me company at strange hours. Now I'm alert to the ghost of my dead cat, hearing him in the house, as if there isn't much else going on in the world. His ghost is an echo, a concealment being whispered, or a reflection on a window pane. There is always an inside and outside to everything.